between two mages who are kicking the living shit out of each other. One of them has mastered the art of pushing air with his punches, so by the time he slams his opponent in the face, his fist is really more of an afterthought. That was literally a lifetime ago. I was young and stupid. Now I'm just stupid. Alice really doesn't care who comes to fight or how they fight, or in my case, how old they happen to be when they fight. I was 17. Alice lets the fighters sort it out themselves for the most part. Before anyone goes in the pit, fighters fill out a card saying what they are or aren't okay with. Standard League rules, fight ends when one of them's unconscious, no fireballs, lightning storms, or summoning dead rats. That last one wasn't a thing until I came around. Animate a couple of thousand dead cockroaches to go running up the other guy's legs, and pretty soon most people don't want to fight you. The ones that do are the meanest, ugliest, hardest motherfuckers around. The cards get sorted to the closest match, and that's who you fight. No match? Then you get the leftovers and hope you walk away at the end of the evening. And if a few mages die, well, that's not Alice's problem. More often than not, they use their fists, not their magic. I've learned a lot fighting those guys. Mostly how to get my ass kicked, but after a while, how to not get my ass kicked. The pit is a converted airplane hangar at Long Beach Airport. It's moved around a bit since the airport opened in the 20s, but it's been there in one form or another for as long as the airport has. Alice has put wards and protections on the place that not only keep it invisible from prying eyes, but also fold the space around it. A normal, or someone with insufficient magical ability, won't see it, and the space that it exists in simply isn't there for them. It's impressive work. Mages see it fine. The fold covers the hangar and a sizable chunk of the parking space to accommodate at least as many people as she has seats, every one of which is filled right now. The place isn't huge, stadium seating to hold 500 tops. Usually you see 50, maybe 60 people here on a good night, but right now the place is packed. One fight has just ended and another is about to start in 5 minutes. Alice and I are in their office, overlooking the pit, the bleachers, the money booths. There's nowhere they can't see when they watch the fights.
You could have gone pro.
One, I wasn't that good. And two, nobody would have let me into the league. There are certain knacks, the type of magic a mage is really good at, that are banned from fighting professionally. Necromancers creep people out and everybody thinks we can do all sorts of shit we can't, like summon their greatest fears. Spiders, clowns, third grade school teachers, alcoholic fathers. Mesmerists get the other guys to punch themselves in the face too often. It's pretty funny to watch. Erotomancers? Those fights tend to turn into something entirely different, though equally entertaining. They're all fair points, though why anybody has a problem with erotomancers, I honestly don't know. Necromancy has a stigma, and why wouldn't it? Dealing with the dead is confronting, and when you're in the middle of doing something where you might actually wind up dead, people get weird. Also, everybody seems to think that we've all got huge armies of the dead, like we've got that much freezer space lying around. Alice, or Quick Change Alice, as they're known to most, is currently a tall Persian woman with glowing golden eyes.
Still, I could have made a lot of money off of you.
You say the nicest things. By the way, I like the look. They look down at their body and run their hands down their skirt, smoothing out a couple wrinkles.
Thank you. I only have it for a few more days. I think I've got a Taiwanese stockbroker next. I have to check my schedule. A man this time. I don't like him much, but you work with what you've got.
Well, this one suits you. Alice, in case you haven't guessed, isn't human. I'm not sure what they are. They don't actually have a corporeal form, or if they do, I've never seen it. Instead, they borrow other people's skins. Said skins are from those who've lost too much money at the fights, or at one of Alice's casinos over in Hawaiian Gardens. It's their IOU. If you can't pay your debts, Alice will take your marker. For a few days every year for the rest of your life, you're gonna black out and Alice gets your skin. I hear it hurts a lot. In the middle of the ring stands an illusion of Quick Change Alice, a persona they've developed over the years that builds on their primary skill. It changes every few seconds. An old Asian woman, a young black man, boys, girls, men, women, announcing the next fight. To hear Alice tell it, they can't do anything like that. They take a skin, and yeah, they can do it fast, but not that fast. And once they're in it, they're